The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have more from the latest episode of Lend Me Your Ears. This is the web series being released ostensibly by ISIS, featuring one of their captives, John Cantley, and we'll see what he has to say here in just a few moments. Basically, it's a propaganda series, and we've been playing them all here on Free Talk Live, because you don't get that on probably any other talk radio show.
Well, they're busy with their own propaganda
out there. So we'll continue with that here when we get a chance. Your calls and thoughts first. However, Dale is in Des Moines. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dale.
Hi, guys. I miss hearing your female counterpart there. Steph, I think it was.
Stephanie, she's on Sundays.
She was on Sundays.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know she was gone for good or something.
She's no longer on.
I'm sorry, I didn't state it properly.
Mark is in a time warp at the moment.
She was on Sundays.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, well, anyway.
Here's what I would recommend. Here's Dale, I'd like to recommend this to you. You can hear more female voices on Free Talk Live during the week. We have a weekday program. Now, you don't hear that in Des Moines on the radio station you're tuned into, but you could at some point. So call the program director and tell him you really like Free Talk Live and you'd like to hear more of it.
I'll do that. I've really enjoyed your program here the last couple months.
Thanks, man. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Well, you know, it's probably, maybe it's just completely outlandish, but I was thinking about Ferguson, and I thought about that policeman. And I thought, well, you know, if I was in his place, would it be possible to go to the arbitrary judge or the county attorney, you know, the prosecuting attorney and stuff, and say, hey, to quell this thing down, go on and indict me for something. You know, I mean, if it was possible, and then say whatever, a year later, drop the indictment down and reduce the charge somehow, you know, to, I don't know if that's feasible under the law or if that's jurisprudence.
It's totally feasible.
You know,
it's actually not a bad plan.
Yeah, from a very political standpoint, it probably makes some sense to do just to appease people. I think that they have to have a grand jury to indict. Is it for any felony?
That would be probably any felony.
Any felony. But they could certainly drop those felony charges after they got the indictment.
That's correct.
The prosecutor has
the discretion to drop a charge.
But in the Rodney King case, I can't remember how long after the beating, the whatever ruling that caused L.A. to go up in flames occurred, but in that case, it was some time after.
Yeah, and I don't know if it would really quell the initial, but it seems like with the initial
violence,
it's so probable, you know, that, gosh, you know, give it a shot. Say maybe we can calm him down if we don't really do it, you know, but it'll formally charge this guy for another 6 months. Or something, and then somehow reduce the charge on the thing. I think if I was the policeman and I was thinking actually about public safety and your oath to protect people, you know, I think I'd say within myself and go to the county prosecutor and say, hey, listen, if we can quell this thing a little bit, go on and indict me and give me some kind of reassurance that you're actually going to give me a good trial and hear me out and hear out the evidence and maybe reduce that charge later or something. And
I think that's what most people want is just some kind of trial to see the evidence as opposed to a grand jury seeing it in private, you know? I mean, I think if at the very least there was some kind of trial, because none of us know what happened there.
Right.
Whatever evidence is available, let's see it.
Yeah, I think you've come up with an interesting. I think you've come up with an interesting idea, Dale. The officer, of course, you know, probably doesn't want to put his butt on the line in any way, shape, or form. But again, he should know that police tend to not get the same level of punishment. Mark, did you do a story this week on Thursday Night Show where a prosecutor has finally been
the first prosecutor in U.S. history has been sentenced? What he did was he's a judge currently. This was years ago, 25 years ago. He withheld evidence in a case. Including the one witness saying that wasn't the guy. He withheld the evidence, And the guy, they finally indicted the first, sentenced the first prosecutor. He got 10 days in jail for a man going to prison for 25 years.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's no doubt that the court system favors its own people. And so this officer probably wouldn't really have much to fear if he went through with what you were talking about. I think it's an interesting proposal, Dale. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, but enjoy you guys' program. I intend on finding out a little bit more about the Free State program and stuff. That's really been interesting to listen to. I just haven't had a chance to sit down and really look into it. But
Just make a note. Jot down this web URL, 101reasonsfilm.com.
Anybody who considers themselves a libertarian or somebody who likes the ideas of liberty, they should see this film.
Yeah, it is a must-watch for sure. Dale, thanks for the call tonight. And it'll only take an hour of your time. And, you know, if you don't have an hour right now, if you got 15 minutes, sit down, watch it for 15 minutes, and then pause it and come back to it, you know, when you got another 10 minutes or something like that. I mean, if you were to just watch it, if you're really time challenged and you were to just sit down and watch this movie in chunks while you're taking a coffee break or you're eating your breakfast, that's a great way to do it. It's chock full of information. In fact, you're probably going to want to watch it more than once just because it's so informative and so interesting. 101reasonsfilm.com, if you love liberty. If, on the other hand, you love the state and controlling other people, then stay far away from New Hampshire. Sure. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Right back into more of your calls with James in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. James.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, thank you. What station are you listening to, by the way, James?
KISS AM.
KISS AM. And where are you in Missouri, if I may ask?
Sedalia.
Very good. All right, KSIS. Gotcha. AM 1050. Go ahead with your thoughts.
What I was going to say is, I grew up outside of Philadelphia. I was in the suburbs, and it was conglomerate of Jewish, Italian, Irish, Egyptian, everything. And nobody even cared about who you were or where you came from. If you were a good person, that's all that mattered.
That's how it ought to be.
Yeah, and a lot of times in those neighborhoods, if they do say something, they're kidding about it, right? Like, oh, you Irish guy or whatever.
Now, we used to, I probably couldn't say this, but we used to call each other, they called me a Mick because I'm Irish. And, you know, we called people, you're a wop, you know, or you're a kike. But everything was all in jest. And all this stuff nowadays, I mean, I'm old. I'm getting 65. Mm-hmm. But all this crap nowadays, I really don't understand it because it's ridiculous.
When you say all this crap, that could mean a lot. What do you mean?
All this prejudice.
Okay. Do you feel like it's more? Do you feel like there's more prejudice now than
seems like there might be less
than 40 years ago?
I don't know.
There's a whole lot more now.
Is it because you're not in the Philadelphia area that you're now in, you know, Sedalia, Missouri, and that there's more? It just seems like there's more around.
No, there it's worse in Philadelphia.
Why? Why? What's your speculation as to the reason?
Well, in Philadelphia, it's the Muslims.
What does that mean? It's the Muslims.
They are totally against white people. And
have you met a Muslim who has expressed that to you?
Yeah, many years ago, and it's still the same.
Do you think that just because I'll give it to you, there's certainly a possibility that there's some bizarre sect of Muslims that doesn't like white people, but, you know, like the
Nation of Islam.
The Nation of Islam would be a good example. But many Muslims would argue that the Nation of Islam is not is truly Islamic. And that they've got a lot of issues. I was reading a book about Malcolm X, and it, you know, went into some of the details as to, you know, why it is that a lot of people who actually are Muslim and, you know, are not in the Nation of Islam think that the Nation of Islam is a huge problem. And even, you know, Malcolm X came to that conclusion, left the Nation of Islam, and was killed by the Nation of Islam for that. So, you know, in my life, when I've encountered Muslims, they've been very peace-oriented, and I've, in fact, met white Muslims. So, you know, they obviously don't feel like they're being spurned by people within their religion. How do you explain that?
I don't feel that they're being spurned by their
their religion. I feel that they're, they feel that they need to be on top of things, as they have in Philadelphia at the polling places, and they've told them that, you know, you're going to vote this way, you're going to vote that way.
James, thanks for the call. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Live. You can dial in toll-free right here on this live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Something you'll find on our website, and we don't talk about the website features too often on Free Talk Live because it's such a deep website. There's so much to it. There's a lot on Free Talk Live.
It's a big website.
Yeah, you can go to freetalklive.com. You can easily listen to audio from the show. You can download archives, listen to live streaming. All that stuff's fairly prominent, fairly easy. But when you dig into the menus and you really get into it, we've got a guest section on Free Talk Live where we've taken the... Look, this isn't a guest show. We hardly ever have them on. But every now and then, we will bring a guest on. And when we do, we put them up, archive permanently, into our guest page. So you can go on our guest page, and you can see dozens of people that we've had on over the last decade. We had Will Coley on the show for 3 hours, which it's pretty rare we'll have a guest on for longer than an hour.
Indeed. That's a marathon.
It is. We had Will Coley on, and it was a fascinating show that just kept going.
This is the guy from Muslims for Liberty.
Right. I'm bringing this up in reference to the last call that we just had where the guy was I liked a lot of what he was saying in the beginning about people getting along with one another in the city when he was growing up. That was cool. Like, you know, people from different parts of the world, different colors of skin, you know, just knowing one another and caring about each other. And
there's a perception in this country that people who immigrate to this country from Muslim countries who are Islamic are here to take over. You know, they're going to shove Sharia law down our throat and, you know, whatever else it is that they're going to do. But consider this for a second. That's been said about every immigrant group that has ever been said, talked about here in the United States. You can go back and read Benjamin Franklin complaining about the Germans in Pennsylvania. I mean, it has gone on and on. And as the Irish know, they've never been treated well. But somehow in the last, I don't know how long it's been precisely, 8-9 decades, the Irish just kind of slipped in. You very rarely hear anti-Irish statements here in the United States, but 100 years ago, you certainly did.
Yeah, and so I wanted to put that archive out there for anybody listening, like our last caller, who has heard this claim that, you know, Muslims are going to take over, they're going to shove their Sharia law down our throat, they hate Christians, et cetera, all this stuff that they might be parroting on Fox News, for instance, or on talk radio elsewhere. Go to guests.freetalklive.com, look for Will Coley in the list of the guests, and just go and listen to that three-hour Saturday show. It was one of our Saturday shows from, two or three months ago at this point. I think it was in September when that happened. And just you'll hear him answer a lot of these questions and these objections, and he's the best guy for that job. I mean, I've done some research into,
right, but he's well researched.
Islam.
There's no way that we can know everything about everything.
He's an actual Muslim who has done a lot of research on this stuff, and you know he's an actual Muslim, so you know what he has to say is a lot more valid.
He's also a member of his local Tea Party, and I think that with the intention of sort of explaining these things to people.
Yeah, absolutely. So don't believe what you hear on the television, and also, while it may be true, there may be
demagogues have to have enemies.
Right. Well, there may be some racist Muslims out there, just like there are racist Christians out there.
Sure there are. Plenty.
And, you know, just keep in mind that the Orthodox Muslim religion, they don't agree with the Nation of Islam. The toll-free number is 855-453. John is in Chesapeake. You're on Free Talk Live in Virginia. Hey, John, you're on the air.
Hey. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Anyhow, I do think the most valuable talk that you could do right now is this morality and the different religions that are out there. A lot of people don't even know really what they believe.
That's true.
I've read a little bit in the Quran. I've studied Christianity and the ancient Greek text, the unedited text. And I found that it's hard to find an original writing in the Quran. And I do believe why Muslims tend to look for people with a lower IQ is because of, like, the old religions. They want people to do what they're told. So they interpret what Muhammad has said. You just listen to me and I'll tell you what Muhammad has said. Whereas Christianity, or at least some forms of Christianity, encourage you to look at what Christ has told you and how you should live your life.
But I've never heard Christianity make that statement. Well, I mean, usually, maybe there are some sects.
Yeah, there's usually some guy at the front of the room telling you what to believe.
Right.
Well, they all want to do that. They want to control your life with a couple of their words. You know, they want to start wars and have us not get along and say, well, we're doing this. We're going to kill them in the name of God. That's what they all want to do. But Christianity is a little bit different. The text is available to us, and if you really care about what this particular God that Jesus was talking about says, you will read it. I mean, anybody can get a hold of a Strong's Concordance and read the book of Matthew. It's the best. I think that's the best recorded text of how Jesus lived when he was here and what he was trying
to tell. Well, Mark is the oldest, and the rest of the books were written off of Mark. And one of the difficulties is that, you know, when you're talking about the book of Mark, the earliest they're going to place it is 70 A.D., and Jesus died in something like 28 A.D. So you're talking about essentially me writing a biography of Elvis today, when he died in the 70s, and I don't have television, I don't have anything else. This is one of the things I really have a problem with the ancient texts. I have a very big problem with the fact that they're written in Greek generally. Why aren't they, if Jesus is a Jew, why aren't they written in Hebrew?
You're getting a little too excited. You need to calm
down.
He does. Mark was not a disciple. He never actually spoke with Christ.
Matthew wasn't alive when Matthew was written.
Now, Matthew, his recordings, he did spend time with Christ, and John spent some time with Christ. But see, Matthew was different because he was a Jewish tax collector, which made him an educated man of that time, even though they thought he was a traitor as a Jew, but he was educated so that he would record. I think he recorded the most accurate things that Jesus was talking about.
What evidence is there that Matthew wrote Matthew?
Well, I'm not saying Matthew wrote it himself, but at least he was educated enough to write some text himself, okay? I don't know whether this will make any sense to you. It goes against most all religions that are taught in Christianity that, you know the Lord's Prayer, right? Most people know that. Now, you get down to, you pray for heaven to come to earth, you thank the Lord for your daily, give me this day my daily bread, and forgive me my sins, with the same measure I forgive those who sin against me. Then at the end of that prayer, Jesus reiterated the fact about sin. Now, if sin is forgiven with the same measure, you forgive it. And if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven.
Most Christians are in big trouble.
I know it. know?
Run that by me again.
Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who trespass, or forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I think his translation's better.
But what are you getting at there? Are you saying that Christians aren't forgiving?
Yeah.
No, here's what I'm getting at. If you choose not to forgive, you will not be forgiven. And the text used in that first request for forgiveness was basically, forgive me my sins against you, talking to God. And then at the end, Jesus reiterated it. If you don't forgive your brother who sins against you, and he reaffirmed that too with like if you
Yeah, John, I agree with you there. I think Christians have a real, a lot of Christians have a real issue with forgiveness. And thank you for the call. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I think forgiveness is something that all people should practice. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with this Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pro Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free. Live Saturday edition. Plenty of time, by the way, for your calls and thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Do you have Bitcoin and need a car? New Age Auto Sales has late model used cars that they've cared for in their rental fleet. Since New Age Auto Sales is selling their own well-maintained cars, that means they're not paying auction fees and transport costs, so those don't get passed on to you. Their cars are in great condition, and they're priced to move. They can ship anywhere in the world. Go to NewAgeAutoSales.com and see what they have. They're looking to become the Bitcoin auto dealer. Now, of course, if you don't have enough Bitcoin, they can help you out in that case. And at NewAgeAutoSales.com, you get late model, well-maintained cars shipped anywhere in the world for Bitcoin. Head to their website, give them a call, buy a car from the first Bitcoin auto dealership, NewAgeAutoSales.com.
Yeah, if you want the Bitcoin economy to expand, you're going to have to buy things in Bitcoin.
It's
and New Age Auto Sales is the first, and as far as I know, the only place you can get cars, NewAgeAutoSales.com.
All right, let's go to Scott. He's in Ithaca listening to WNYY. Hello, Scott.
I really mostly was going to call about the secession issue, but just want to make one comment. I know it's a little bit more blatant. I'm a pretty observant Jew, and, you know, we believe that that Jesus was a Jew, obviously, and actually maybe even a rabbi.
I'm pretty sure.
In what outsiders call the Old Testament, I mean, we believe it's the Torah, you know, there's laws about Sabbath or Shabbos that are eternal. In other words, we have to follow it forever, and so one of the reasons that Jesus, I think, was shunned was because you try to teach people to not follow the Sabbath the same way that we follow it. In other words, you're not supposed to work, you're not supposed to do certain things. And so that was the basic reason, you know, he was trying to turn Jews away from Orthodox Judaism. It was kind of like a little bit of a fork in the road. And like you guys said, you know, later on, you know, after he died, whatever it was, 56 years, they started writing things. During that time, there was a real good program on TV that showed that people from sort of his movement tried to go around to different synagogues in areas where he originally lived, and they tried to convert Jews into, it wasn't called Christianity, but they tried to convert them into, you know, so that's a whole controversy.
Before you go on, check this out. You need to check out the book The Mythmaker by Chaim Maccabee, because in it he argues that Jesus was in fact a Pharisee, that the Pharisees wanted nothing to do with killing Jesus, and that Jesus actually wasn't violating the Sabbath. That there's rules that you can pick fruit on the Sabbath if you're hungry. You're certainly not supposed to die or anything like that. So the most blatant violation of the Sabbath was in fact not a violation at all.
Right. Okay.
Scott, tell me about secession.
My whole thing is, I guess, you know, I'm just throwing this out there. If, let's say, Texas wanted to secede, you know, I mean, the whole idea, the people that would argue against it, and maybe even myself, would be that, you know, we got together as the United States to kind of pool resources and pool everything. But the thing is, if a state decides to secede, in my opinion, then they have to divorce themselves from any future help from the federal government at that point, because they've decided to be an independent entity.
Absolutely.
So they should never ask for federal disaster relief or any of those things.
Absolutely. Totally agree.
I realistically don't think in this modern world, the way that we have the United States, I don't think that most states would do very well.
They'd be fine. I mean,
think California would be fine? It's the seventh largest economy in the world.
All the federal government does is it siphons off money, gives it to a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., and then returns the rest of it. So, you know, we could have an instant increase in living quality.
About half of the states are tax negative, and about half of the states are, to some extent, tax positive. And then, then Washington, D.C. sits as a city-state ruling it all.
Yeah, but those are just political terms, Mark, about tax negative, tax positive. Everybody loses when they get taxed. You and I lose because we don't see that money come back. Only the state governments see the money coming back. This tax negative, tax positive thing is a statement about, well, as an aggregate, the taxpayers in state A, they pay in to the system more than the state gets back in taxes. That's the question about whether it's tax positive or negative. But they themselves, you know, they don't get the money back. It's the bureaucrats who get to blow it.
In my opinion, I think the thing that ruined it, that it would have worked much better. I'm not saying anything would be perfect, but I think that if we paid in, and I pay enough in taxes that I could hire probably four people additionally on my payroll if I didn't pay any federal state income tax. The thing is, I think that, you know, the federal government has gotten way out of line with waste and abuse, fraud, waste and abuse, and that it is really significant. It is really huge. But if it all was clicking on, all the cylinders were clicking the way that they should be, it could be kind of a workable system, but they're not.
Brother, you are a dreamer, and the world needs dreamers, that's for sure. But the federal government, governments by their nature are inefficient. And the reason why, and they'll never click on all the cylinders, and the reason why they're inefficient is because they have no accountability. Sure, you can elect some new bureaucrat every 4 years, new politician every 4 years, but ultimately the bureaucrats themselves, they don't have any accountability for what they're doing. Any illusion of accountability is just that. They throw you a bone every now and then to make it look like they're, you know, kind of watching themselves.
Let me ask a question, because I have run for, you know, statewide office, and I may run again. The thing is, when you say accountability, tell me, what would you think that I would do, like, let's say if I got in?
Not as a politician. I don't mean the accountability of the politician so much, but the accountability of having the ability to hold your own purse strings, meaning that if I don't like Walmart, I can choose to not shop there, and therefore I can hold them accountable to my own purse strings and, you know, go and take my business to Amazon or Target or some mom-and-pop store or something like that. With the U.S. federal government, if you don't give them money, they might just kill you or put you in a jail cell. So, you know, you have to keep paying them, typically. politically year after year, regardless of how they spend the money. If you're disappointed with them going to war and blowing billions of dollars up in bombs and killing hundreds of thousands of innocent lives, then, you know, you have to risk going to prison yourself for not paying for that system. And most people aren't willing to risk that.
But what if he stacked Congress with people that didn't want to do those things that you're talking about?
That would be a nice improvement, but it's pie in the sky because the people who are
Congress
seeking,
ain't Ithaca. That's the problem, Chris.
The people who are seeking those seats are power seekers. They are people who relish the idea of having power over other people.
Right,
and
they're better at getting elected. The people that are more willing to lie and more sociopathic are better at getting elected than you and I are.
It's true. And, Scott, the other thing is, even if you did successfully replace all of Congress with, you know, people who actually cared about peace and freedom or whatever, it would still be an immoral system because it's government. It's a state. They force themselves on you. I don't want to be forced to pay for anything that I'm not interested in, whether it's, you know, some sort of theocracy or whether it's blowing people up around the world. I want to opt out entirely, and they don't let me do that. They generally won't let you do that. They'll put you in a prison cell before they do. I thank you, Scott, for your call tonight. Appreciate the perspective. Secession.
I said Chris, didn't I? I'm sorry.
Yeah, we were talking about Chris something or other earlier. Anyway, I appreciate the perspective, and unfortunately, this is a common thing that people will say, is that, well, we just need to change out the deck chairs on the Titanic.
They've been saying that for 200 years.
Every 4 years, it's the same refrain. We got a deck. Get them all out of there. Get them all out. Put a new bunch in. And then, you know, okay, so you put a few new ones in, because yeah, they never change them all out. But yeah,
has there ever been a situation where it's been more than 90%, less than 90% of incumbents been selected?
Not in my lifetime that I can recall.
Yeah, no. I mean, when you kick all the bums out, that means 7% instead of 4% were kicked out.
Mm. You know, we can kick some bums out and then some new bums will come in.
Right.
Right. Because like you're saying, it's the psychopaths, the sociopaths, the crazy, power-seeking nut jobs who are going to go after that, and they're going to go after it with gusto.
There's a reason that politician is synonymous with liar in this country.
That's right.
And around the world.
And even Ron Paul's not there now, so, I mean, there's not even one good guy in Congress. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Still have the Lend Me Your Ears episode. If we get a chance, we'll play more of it. Of course, your calls come first. We're here tomorrow night, by the way. We do this show live 7 nights a week, so if you don't get in tonight, we've always got time for you tomorrow. And if we don't get the John Cantley video wrapped up tonight, we'll definitely work on that some more tomorrow. The toll-free number, again, we've got time for you, 855-450-FREE. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Whether you want to talk about Muslims, secession, immigration, we've been all over the map here tonight on our live Saturday show. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Gabino lives in Palcapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Attention men, are you urinating often, waking at night to urinate? We want to send you a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow, bladder emptying, and is shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. You can try Super Beta Prostate free. Only pay shipping and handling. This free giveaway is available while supplies last. For details, just call 800-659-5412. That's 800-659-5412. Call 800-659-5412.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you with your calls and thoughts. If you dial now, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Mark, March, late March, we're going to Texas.
That's right, for the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin.
It was good last year, but I think it's going to be better this year.
March the 28th and 29th of next year. It's loaded with the best and brightest of speakers, the latest exhibitions in Bitcoin, as well as hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon.
Hey, that's exciting.
Last year was amazing, and several good, great projects came out of it. They've even invited the entire Texas legislature to allow them to see firsthand that not enacting complicated regulations encourages innovation and job creation. The Texas Bitcoin Conference is going to prove that Bitcoin is a force for good. If you're knee-deep in Bitcoin or just interested, this is the place to be March the 28th and 29th, along with a kickoff event on the 27th. Right now, they're even doing a white paper call, so if you've got an idea that might make this community grow, please contribute. We'll be there like we were last year. It was a phenomenal event. We're excited to be part of it again in 2015. Head on over to TexasBitcoinConference.com and get tickets and details about the ways you can be part of the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
John Cantley is one of the few remaining detainees in the captivity of ISIS. Ostensibly, he's been hosting their video series, Lend Me Your Ears. It's propaganda that they've been putting out over the last several weeks, usually about once every 2 weeks. They'll put one of them out there with him sitting at a desk in his orange shirt from presumably what he wears in his prison cell.
Didn't they have one of him in a suit at one point?
There was one with him walking around on the rooftops of Kobane, which was very different from the others, where he was acting as sort of a reporter, an on-the-scene sort of reporter. Now he's back in the studio with his orange shirt back on, and we're going to continue the video here. He has so far, if you're just tuning in, the first minute and a half of this was him describing a rescue attempt by the U.S. and the U.K., which was, you know, a very big rescue attempt with lots of money and soldiers and, you know, helicopters and things like that. And he says that ISIS managed to evade that rescue attempt by spending a few dollars on some gasoline and moving them to a different safe location. Yeah. So we continue with his video here from LiveLeak.com.
"We were horrified they would say that," she told Al Jazeera on September the 13th. "We were told we'd be prosecuted, but we had to try and save our son."
They're talking about the he's talking about the parents of James Foley, who wanted to, you know, negotiate with ISIS to get their son out. They were threatened by the U.S. federal government over that with prison.
"She was told to trust that the government would free James, and he wasn't, was he?" says Diane. "Since 2008, France has reportedly paid $58 million in ransom payments to different Islamic groups, nearly $10 million a year. These payments are one of many demands made by different Islamic groups. Wouldn't it just be cheaper to release the Muslim prisoners, as asked? But America and Britain have to do it their way, often far more dangerous and costly than negotiating in the first place."
Right, so just to remind you, if you've been listening to these videos as we played them over time, or you've seen them on your own, in a previous video, they pointed out that they've asked for a prisoner exchange. They're not demanding millions of dollars for John Cantley. They're not demanding millions of dollars for the other. There's a female American, apparently, that they have in captivity at this point. And they're not asking for millions of dollars. They're asking, hey, release some of our guys and we'll release your guys. But Americans aren't willing to do any of that. They'd rather see them have their heads decapitated, apparently.
"They refused to negotiate for us. America mounted a botched rescue and then threatened a mother trying to save her son with funding terrorism charges if she raised a ransom. The double standards on display here are breathtaking. Why would you put all those lives in danger when you could have peacefully negotiated like everyone else? Why is a military option always the first option for our countries? Now take the case of Sergeant Bo..."
I would like to speculate on why the military option is the first option. Because, well, you know, they've got to keep flowing money into their military-industrial complex and all their contractors. I mean,
I don't like the idea of negotiating with terrorists any more than anybody else does. But, okay, so I think that this is... the premise of this is flawed. What was John Cantley doing in the Middle East?
Photojournalist.
Well, what do I mean, you know, if I go over there to the Middle East to make money and I get snatched up in some, for some way, shape, or form by some government or another, is that government's business? Is it the United States government's business? I think not. The U.S. taxpayer does not have any obligation to any person who has gone to the Middle East.
The government, no, hold on. You're right that the government doesn't have an obligation to protect you. That's been ruled millions of, you know, not millions of times, but a bunch of times.
They certainly don't have any obligation to protect you outside their borders.
But wait a minute, Mark. They claim to be your protectors, and at the very least, they could at least put a good faith effort into doing that, especially when all they have to do is release some damn prisoners. If the United States government wanted to do the right thing in this case, they could say, all right, tell you what, we'll release the prisoners, you release those prisoners, and in point of fact, we'll admit we've been wrong this whole time with this whole war stuff, and we'll pull all of our troops out, we'll go home, and then that'll be it. You won't have to kidnap anybody else from the United States ever again because we're done with this whole war thing. They could end it all right there.
I don't think a country should have troops outside of its borders unless it's at war.
Right, so they could end it by giving them their guys back.
Which guys are we talking about, and why are they holding them?
Well, they've got some captives, and he mentioned them in the most recent video.
I thought they were talking about prisoners in the United States. We're not talking about criminals?
I don't know if they're at Guantanamo or if they're being held in Iraq.
I don't know
somewhere.
Either.
I don't know.
As far as I'm concerned, if they committed crimes in the United States, then there's some then there'd be some obligation.
That's
to
not
hold
what he
them.
Was talking about. Okay. I'm pretty sure he's talking about people picked up on the battlefield in, you know,
if you're
the
talking
Middle
about
East.
A prisoner exchange, there's nothing unusual about that.
That's all it would take. Wouldn't cost any taxpayer dollars to do a prisoner exchange.
But I think
the phone call.
The worst thing here is that these people can't. The family families have been
right.
disallowed from negotiating with these.
Cantley's employer can't negotiate to get his return either. You know, if he was, I don't know who he was working for, but if he was working for the Guardian wouldn't be able to come to the table to negotiate either. They'd be prevented from doing that.
Bergdahl, held since 2009 by Afghans who harbored Al Qaeda back in 2001. They demanded five high-profile Guantanamo prisoners in exchange. The Pentagon wanted to keep them. They were the hardest of the hardcore, according to John McCain. But Obama wanted the exchange, and 5 years after Bergdahl was taken, he got it on June 1st of this year. Bergdahl was released.
So when it's one of the military members because he said that was, like, I don't know, was a general or I forget the rank. He cited the rank of that person. So it's
Bo Bergdahl?
Yeah.
He was in, he was low rank.
Oh, was he? Okay. Yes. But when it's one of the military guys, they apparently went through that deal.
There were,
that's interesting.
There were negotiations.
He was one man. We were six. And the Islamic State asked for Muslim prisoners in exchange for all of us. Yes, Bergdahl was a soldier, and three of us were British. But is a civilian life, or six of them, really not worth discussing? There was no more talk, and we were left to our fate. We are not big people. We are not special. We're not U.S. soldiers. But we are no more or less important than everyone else who went home. The difference being, all the other countries had the patience to negotiate with the Islamic State through the families and friends of the prisoners, while ours leapt in with guns and helicopters. And this was the result. James, Stephen, and David didn't want their deaths to encourage an entire nation into war. And if it comes to it, please don't let our governments pull the same stunt with us. Because if armed intervention ended the way it did in this situation, why would it be any different on a bigger scale in this region?
Indeed.
We were left to die. It's the worst feeling in the world, being left behind like that. We'd been in the longest, paid our dues, watched everyone else go home, never stopped believing, and then wham, have some of that. You're not worth negotiating for.
Well, I don't think this is just...
be left behind.
He seems to be blaming the Western governments for this, but let's not forget who's holding you captive here, too. You know, the ISIS isn't some force of nature. They're a bunch of evil men. And he does...
So are the governments.
He spends no time... They spend no time decrying their own behavior, right?
There's no doubt that ISIS is bad. I mean, obviously, you know, he's in their clutches.
He really can't say anything.
So, yeah, he can't say anything about that. But, you know, I don't know who's worse. The ISIS people or the government people in the United States. I mean, they're all bad to me. I see them all as competing governments. ISIS wants to be a state. Well, as far as I'm concerned, they are a state if they want to be a state.
Yeah, I would consider ISIS more backwards with their treatment of women and religion. And that
doesn't
sort
mean
of
they're not a state. The state's a group of men and women who, in this case men, who wield violence, political violence over other people for whatever societal, religious, political purposes they have.
Yeah, and certainly the amount of civilians that were killed in Iraq, somewhere near 100,000, were, you know, just because there's not videos of their heads getting cut off.
We're going to pick up this video tomorrow on the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. We're about halfway through it, so there's a little bit more to go. We'll continue with John Kentley at that time. I will post the link on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, so you can view it on your own discretion. And we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
It's Lumber Liquidators' third annual Yellow and Black Friday flooring sale. Right now, get incredible end-of-year deals before they're gone. There's no better time to get hardwoods, like Brazilian Koa, for an unheard-of 40% off. And all bamboo is up to 30% off. Plus, our thickest and best laminates are 25% off our lowest prices. And get 26-month special financing. Even more deals are added daily in our stores. It only happens once a year. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.